Okay, so last week, as you remember, we took a little detour from our journey on the road to exploring our theme for the year, which of course is what? Back to basics. Seemed like a detour, but maybe it wasn't. But what we did on this detour last year was to set up and then unpack a little bit of a new purpose statement, a new mission statement for the Tammany Oaks Church of Christ. Kind of boil down to its essence, kind of what we are. Leaving out a lot, I understand that, but kind of boiling it down to a short statement we can all remember, and I know you all remember it. Well, let's look at it again. The Tammany Oaks Church of Christ is a family, learning to speak God's words and live His grace so the family will grow. Let's all say it together. The Tammany Oaks Church of Christ is a family, learning to speak God's words and live His grace so the family will grow. Okay. Expect you all to have that memorized for next week. Just kidding. But we are going to be talking about that a lot from now on. Okay. If you missed last week's lesson, where we kind of talked about what this means, or at least some of what this means, it would be a good idea, I think, to go back and listen to it. Find it on the website and listen to it so that you and me and all of us can all be on the same page going forward, okay? By the way, maybe it'd be a good idea if we took a moment right now to thank and to commend Bethany and Don and David Gilbert and Luella for building and for updating a beautiful and a functional website and a great Facebook page as well so that we can operate here in this digital age. Okay, so let's thank them. They are doing a wonderful job, and I am so grateful for them. Okay. But other than the purpose statement, mission statement from last week, which is kind of a basic thing, the only basics we've really been talking about so far this year is the church. Remember? The ecclesia, the called out assembly, which is the church. And so in addition to learning about the church, we've had a little bit of Greek. We learned a little bit of Greek. And so today we're going to delve a little bit deeper into the Greek vocabulary. And don't worry, we're not going to go too deep where we might risk awakening something like a desire for more study. But anyway, as we explore, maybe we'll see something that's kind of closely related to the ecclesia. But here's a verse we all know. And they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching, to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and to the prayers. If you remember, we've looked at this verse before. It describes at least some of the things that that first church, this is the very first church in Jerusalem, the first ecclesia. These are some of the things that that church devoted themselves to, that they committed themselves to. And one of those things, as you see there, is the fellowship. The fellowship. And of course, we can't, or at least I can't, talk about the fellowship without remembering this.
So be it. You shall be the fellowship of the ring.
Right. Where are we going?
Isn't that great? Have you ever felt like Pippin a little bit there when it comes to church? You're on board. You're involved. You're all in, but you don't really know where we're going. Well, hopefully our new purpose mission statement will help us out a little bit with that. But the people of that brand new ecclesia church were devoted to these things, one of which was the fellowship. And so I've wondered, how is it that Dr. Luke, who wrote the book of that we call Acts, how do you think that he knew that this was true? How do you think he knew that these people in this church were devoted to the fellowship? Maybe he heard them saying it. Hey, I'm devoted to the fellowship. Maybe he heard that. saying you're devoted to the fellowship might actually have sounded something like this.
I will help you bear this burden, Frodo Baggins, as long as it is yours to bear.
If by my life or death, I can protect you, I will.
Isn't that great? Isn't that great stuff? In a way, these spoken words of devotion to the fellowship, they're kind of reminiscent, are they not, of the words of devotion that a couple will speak to each other at a wedding? And in a way, aren't they kind of similar to the words spoken when elected officials take their oaths of office? And actually kind of similar to the oath that lawyers say when they're admitted to the bar. Did y'all know that? Words of devotion are good. Words of devotion are necessary. We need to hear them. We need to say them. I wonder if it might be a good idea for us to speak words of devotion to God and to our fellowship with each other right here at church. I wonder. Maybe something to think about. In this movie, the words of devotion that we just saw and that we heard them say were actually very quickly followed up by deeds of devotion, weren't they? Some of you guys who remember this movie remember that. Words are good and necessary. Deeds are better. Deeds are better. Scripture even says that. I will show you my faith by my deeds. James says this principle of deeds applies to faith. I think it also applies to being devoted to the fellowship. A few minutes ago, I asked how Dr. Luke knew that the Jerusalem church was devoted to the fellowship. If you read on just a few more verses in chapter 2 and then a couple of more chapters on, you will see acts of devotion being carried out by these people. They loved being together. They loved sharing what they had with one another. They loved helping one another. They loved rejoicing together, using their gifts to help the church grow. They didn't just talk about being a family. They lived it. So today we're going to talk a little bit about one of the basics. The fellowship. Or maybe we could even call it this, the fellowship of the redeemed. Don't you like that? I tell Bethany what I want and she makes it happen. It's great. And here's where we get into our little Greek vocabulary work. The word in Acts 2:42 that is translated into English as fellowship is actually this Greek word, koinonia. Koinonia. People of that first church were devoted to koinonia. They were committed to it, to the fellowship. I wonder if it's the same in today's church. Because in today's church, at least in some instances, we've kind of, I think, this is just my opinion, okay? You don't have to believe this. It's just my opinion. But I think in some ways we have kind of let the word fellowship devolve down to its perhaps least important meaning. To us, perhaps, fellowship means to have a dinner here at church. We call it a fellowship meal after church. But only after church is over, right? Got to get in the five acts of worship, the important stuff. Got to do it correctly. And only then can we take a little bit of time for some fellowship. Even sometimes in some churches, the architecture of the building in the churches of Christ have kind of said the same thing. In the church in Baton Rouge where I grew up, we had beautiful sanctuary. But then way far off on the other side of the building was the, and say it with me if you know what I'm talking about, Fellowship Hall, right? Some of y'all know what I'm talking about. The Fellowship Hall was way over there. Some of y'all probably had the same thing growing up. Worship here, fellowship there. Fellowship not here. Or maybe if we're going to have a little fellowship here, maybe we'll have a little bit of a meet and greet time somewhere during the worship service. But it's got to be quick. It's got to be fast. We can't take much time doing it because we've got to get back to the important stuff, right? The worship. We've decided, again, this is just my opinion, we decided that the fellowship, the koinonia that the early church devoted themselves to, is not worship. And so, therefore, it's not as good as worship. I think that's a shame. I think that's a shame for a tribe of believers who are part of what's known as the Restoration Movement. Y'all know that about the Churches of Christ, right? The part of the Restoration Movement. We're seeking to restore in today's church the simplistic beauty that was seen in the early church. And we missed it with this koinonia stuff. Maybe koinonia, which is obviously something very important in that first church, something we need to be working on to restore. Let's look at some of the meanings and connotations of the word koinonia. It means Christian fellowship, participation, association, community, belonging, full, deep, intimate unity, and some other things there. Aren't those things wonderful? These are the things that early church in Jerusalem devoted themselves to. They devoted themselves to between and among each other. And if you remember, most of those 3,000 people in that first church, they didn't even know each other a couple of days before. And yet, look at how they felt about each other. A lot of us have known each other for years. Do those words there describe how we feel towards one another? Maybe koinonia, when done well, is worship. We've become so fixated on getting worship right, on doing church right. Is it possible that we're missing the idea that being the church is actually more important, and it's so much better than just doing church? Being the church is probably best understood in this word, koinonia. I don't have it here on this slide, but this word back in those days sometimes was used to describe business relationships, partners with a vested interest in the business, in the venture, and thus a desire to see that venture succeed. And beyond that, a willingness, a desire to contribute to the success of the venture. What would it be like if all of us felt like we really were partners in this ecclesia that we call the Tammany Oaks Church of Christ? What if we all got up every Sunday morning with the thought, my people, my family, it's going to be gathering today, and I can't wait to be there with them. I'm going to get there early. I'm going to stay late. I'm going to show my love and my enthusiasm to everybody who's there, even to strangers and visitors who might be there, even if that makes me seem weird. That's what I'm going to do.
If I see some trash on the floor, I'm going to pick it up.
I'm going to do, and I'm going to give, and I'm going to be my part in this place because I love it, and I am devoted to this family. And to take it even crazier, what if we not only said that on Sunday morning, what if we said it on Wednesday morning? Oh, being here on Wednesday night when the church gathers together. All right, now you're taking it too far here, brother. No. Do you think that that kind of living, that kind of thinking about our little church, that kind of being the church would be transformative? That it would change this place in amazing ways? Now, wait a minute, preacher. Didn't you tell us last week that some amazingly good things might happen, might start happening here at Tammany Oaks if we started talking about our church the way that God sees us in shining greatness? And now you're saying that amazing things might start happening if we all start acting like partners with a vested interest in seeing this church succeed? Start doing all those things that you just talked about? You want us to do both of those things at the same time? Are you crazy? Hey, I'm just asking questions here. Okay? As your preacher, I'm just asking the question. As your shepherd, I'm saying, yeah. I want you to be doing both of those things. I want all of us to be doing both of those things at the same time. But God blessed this church in Jerusalem when the people devoted themselves to the koinonia. Maybe He'll bless us too when we devote ourselves to the koinonia. See these words here. We're sharers, companions, partakers, participants in communion, intertwined lives. Do you see all that? What the word means. All of that is what the word means. Do you see how much deeper and wider and longer and higher real koinonia, real fellowship in the church is than just the fellowship meal after church? It's the idea of a group who share a common mission or goal. And as they struggle together through the obstacles and the difficulties that always arise along the way, the intertwining of the lives just gets more and more solid, more and more strong. My life belongs to you. Your dreams are my dreams. Your strengths are my strengths. You absorb my weakness. You cover me. You carry me. And we carry each other. It's a beautiful way of life. And one I know that we try to embrace here already. I know that. But maybe we can do better. Just want to give a couple of quick ideas as we close out on how we can perhaps try to improve our koinonia here. The first one is maybe a little strange, a little counterintuitive, a little unlikely. Koinonia is all about we. Right? It's all about we. But this first suggestion is all about me. And when I say me, I mean you. I mean each of us individually. What will I do? What will I do? What specific, intentional steps am I going to take to add to the sharing, the participation, the intertwining of lives here at Tammany Oaks? And kind of the other side of the coin there, where have my actions, my attitudes, my words been an obstacle to the true koinonia of this church? And am I going to stop doing that and start working on making it better? I want to see you do well more than I want to do well. What a great attitude to have. Let's be looking for ways that we can encourage and we can contribute to the spiritual growth of others. Here's one I think we do a pretty good job of. Celebrate successes. We talked about Lucas's success this morning in class and showed a picture of him and the great things that he had done. And we do that a lot here, and I'm glad that we do. And it comes up on Facebook a lot. I hope you're watching that in our Facebook page. It's a way that we can celebrate the successes, spiritual or otherwise, that we have in this congregation. Let's give honor to one another. Here's another one that you do great at. Share griefs. Share griefs, weeping with people. Be available to be with them. And even though people who are grieving don't really know what they need sometimes or say they don't need anything, just knowing you're there, loving like Jesus loves, is wonderful, a wonderful benefit. So we're doing great there. And there's other things we could do. But this last one is really going to be important in any family, especially ours. Both give and seek forgiveness easily and gracefully. You know, everyone loses when there's no forgiveness in the family, where there's no grace. But everyone thrives where grace abounds. And that's kind of part of our new mission statement. Live in the grace. Live the grace of God. Live the grace of God. So getting back to basics includes being devoted to the fellowship, the koinonia. And it is great when it's done right. Next week, we're going to take a look at koinonia that's done a little bit wrong. Which is strange. How can that be? Well, perhaps it can be done a little bit wrong. We're going to take a look at that next week and see if we can avoid some of that too. Let's stand and sing and encourage each other.